And it's time to talk sport again with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
Let's talk netball because the super competition, which some say didn't prove so super for the Diamonds, is back.
Yeah, look, the sophomore year starts tomorrow, Fran, with the Melbourne Vixens playing Collingwood, still amid discussion about the unlimited number of imports, which has taken part of the blame for the Diamonds missing the gold medal on the Gold Coast. National coach Lisa Alexander is among those who reckons that allowing so many English players to learn about Australia's elite programs last season helped them win the gold medal. And that theory is supported by the fact that New Zealand, which of course doesn't allow its players to play in the Super League, finished without a medal for the first time ever. Others, though, are more magnanimous about the unlimited imports, saying it is improving the game around the world and that can only be a good thing. Whatever number they are, the unlimited imports and the rest will be exposed to a new scoring system, Pran. 4 points for the win, 2 for a draw, 1 for a loss, plus the incentive to be in front every time it matters, a bonus point for winning each quarter. So super fun stuff, Fran.
Well, speaking of super, it was anything but super for the Australian teams in the Super Rugby comp last year, as we mentioned earlier in the week, all beaten. Any suggestion that things are going to get better this weekend?
Well, the Waratahs won't lose, Fran.
Unless we're playing each other, exactly.
No, they've got a bye.
Oh, they've got a bye, okay.
Even better. Look, tonight or perhaps in the wee small hours tomorrow, depending where you are, the Melbourne Rebels attempt the hitherto impossible, winning in South Africa. 14 times out of 14, they've flown home across the Indian Ocean without a win. And this game is in Cape Town, where you just have to think they might just be reminded of the activities of some of their fellow Australians with a smaller red ball not that long ago. Now, Queensland and the ACT do at least have the home ground advantage, but the Brumbies are going to be without David Pocock. No sooner had the prodigal return than his calf has become all fatted again, Fran.
Very good. Go Brumbies, go. And in the AFL, is Essendon a club divided after that big loss we're talking about yesterday to Collingwood on Anzac Day?
Oh, possibly before, Fran. Radio National Breakfast understands the players were not happy with the decision in March by the club's board to re-sign coach John Worsfold to a new contract even before his old one had expired. And look, they've only won one game since that re-signing, and amid reports of a general lack of discipline at training. So I reckon the blowtorches will be there on Sunday when Essendon plays Melbourne tonight. It's Footscray against Carlton, and tomorrow, Fran, the game that we have our traditional $20 to our favourite charities on. Geelong playing host to Sydney. And Fran,
you're on, Warwick.
Okay. And Fran, you should have heard Chris Scott, the Geelong coach, trying not to say yesterday it's going to be easy to beat Sydney without Buddy Franklin. He didn't want to make his players complacent. So in the end, he settled for saying he's going to sleep better tonight knowing Buddy isn't playing.
Well, Buddy is fantastic, but so are the Swans. Go Swans. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Talk to you after that game.